So the real question, I think, coming out of all this is, will the investment of more funds into more services be enough to really help offenders kick their drug habits and get back to living better lives? And I think that's a big question mark hanging over all of this. One would like to think that yes, more funding, more treatment, certainly is going to make a difference. But addiction, drug addiction, is a really, really hard nut to crack. And that's one thing I've learned in doing this work.
And we kept reaching out to Blizzard so that we could create a relationship to get people unbanned. Now, game companies that have really big followings create spheres around them between the fan and leadership because fans can be creepy. This is a real hard nut to crack, even for us.
Is there something wrong with the scientific approach that we have not seen a new wave of vaccines emerge to counteract the more prevalent diseases that is the ultimate preventative step forward?
What a very interesting question, and I'd be hesitant to say it's the scientific approach that's the problem. There's a lot of brilliant minds working on these problems, and were already working on these problems 10 years ago, and it's frustrating that they haven't had breakthroughs. I think it's a hard nut to crack.
G'day, you mob, and welcome to Aussie English. I am your host, Pete, and my objective here is to teach you guys the English spoken down under. So whether you want to sound like a fair-dinkum Aussie, or you just want to understand what the flippin' hell we're on about when we're having a yarn, you've come to the right place. So sit back, grab a cuppa, and enjoy Aussie English. Let's go. G'day, you mob. How's it going? Welcome to this episode of Aussie English, the number one place for anyone and everyone wanting to learn Australian English. Obviously, it's going to help you with any kind of English that you're after, but if you are specifically interested in Australia, you're thinking about migrating here, studying here, traveling here, living here, whatever it is, then this podcast is definitely for you. And today, guys, we have an expression episode where I'm going to be teaching you how to use the expression a hard nut to crack, and then I'm also going to be talking about the history of the humble macadamia nut. This is actually one of my favorite nuts, really high in fat, low in carbs. It was an amazing treat when I used to be on the keto diet, which is a low-carb diet, but you may not be aware, the macadamia nut is actually originally from Australia. So anyway, let's get into today's episode. All right, so I have been busy, guys. I have been a little busy little bee. It has been a crazy few weeks. It has been a whirlwind of a few weeks where I have been coming to terms with life as a dad of two. As you'll be well aware, I'm sure, my daughter Joanna was born in March and she was underweight. She was very small. She was born at like 2.5 kilos. So we've been having to feed her a lot and, just deal with life having another child under the age of two in the house. And it has been hectic. It has been full on. It has been a lot of work. And my God, Noah has been waking up at all hours of the morning, from 4 to 5 to 6 a.m. And it's completely rearranged my circadian rhythm. Anyway, it's been that's what's been going on with me, guys, and I hope you guys are surviving well wherever you are. Hopefully, the borders to Australia will soon be open because I've been getting a few messages from you guys saying, planning to come into Australia eventually, right? Eventually, when the borders finally open. So, before we get into today's episode, guys, I just want to remind you that if you are interested in seeing the video for this episode, it is for members of the premium podcast only. So, if you are listening to this episode on the podcast, you can get access to the video, to the transcript, to the premium podcast reader that lets you read and listen at the same time, the other videos for the other lessons, as well as the downloads, the MP3 downloads, all of that sort of stuff. If you join up to either the premium podcast or the Academy membership, which includes the premium podcast when the doors are open. Okay, so that is what I recommend for students who are really interested in leveling up their English quickly, especially their listening comprehension so that they can get the transcripts and read every single word that I say as I say it whilst they're listening. But also, if you're a visual learner, you should like these videos because they're video lessons. So, you'll see different clips of things coming up as I'm talking about things. You'll see vocab and expressions come up on the screen defined. It's just the best that I can do. It's the best sort of material I can put together for you guys to study effectively. Okay? So, anyway, let's get into today's episode. So, as always, guys, I start with a bit of a joke that I try and tie in to the expression. So, the expression is about nuts, as we've covered, and the joke is about nuts. So, here you go. Okay, are you ready? Sit down, because it's another knee slapper, right? It's another funny joke. All right, here we go. What nut makes you sneeze? What nut makes you sneeze, right? Achoo! What nut makes you sneeze? A cashew! Do you get it? A cashew nut, right? Which is, I think, it's a Brazilian nut originally, right? It's queijo. That's cheese. It's queijo or something, I think. You Brazilians will have to remind me. Queijo, I think it's C-A-J-U. I haven't really been learning about nuts in Portuguese recently, so my memory's a little rusty. But we call it a cashew in English. And if you hear someone sneeze, the sort of English sound for it, right? I think it's an onomatopoeia where the word is like the sound, is achoo, right? Or maybe kachoo, yeah, achoo, achoo. You'll say, oh, bless you. So, what nut makes you sneeze? A cashew. All right. Don't worry. If you fall, I will cash you. All right, I'll stop with these puns. All right, so today's expression, guys, is a hard nut to crack. We often use this expression as a way of describing a person. That guy's a bit of a hard nut to crack. He's a hard nut to crack. Before I get into the expression, what it means, and we go through some examples of how I would use it, let's break down that expression and talk about the different words in it. So, hard. Hard can be a few different things. It can be that something is solid or firm or rigid, right? Like, my phone is hard, right? It's not soft. It's hard. But we also use hard to mean that something is difficult as opposed to easy. And this was something that I had to learn about in Portuguese. I couldn't just say the word for hard as in solid, right? I think duro or sólido. I couldn't just say those words to mean that something was difficult. I would have to say difícil, right? I couldn't say the word hard. So, there you go. Mind-blowing linguistic stuff, right? You have to learn these sorts of things when you learn a foreign language, as I'm sure you guys will know. But hard has two meanings, at least in this case. Solid, firm, rigid, not easily broken or bent or pierced or, you know, morphed out of shape. It's hard, like a rock. But hard can also mean difficult, as opposed to easy. A nut. I'm sure you guys will know what a nut is. It is a fruit consisting of a hard or tough shell around an edible kernel, right? A kernel is the interior of a nut. A kernel. There's a kernel of truth in that. That's a good expression for there's some truth inside of what you've just said. There's a kernel in there of truth. So, a nut, it's a small flat piece of metal or other material as well. We can use this where, I'm trying to think, I don't have any nuts here. You would screw a bolt into wood or metal, and on the other side, you'll have a nut that goes around it to hold that bolt in place. So, we can also use nut to mean that part of, I guess, a screw, a bolt, and the other side of it, the thing that holds it still or holds it in place, is a nut as well. Lastly, guys, crack, right? To crack something. A hard nut to crack would be like to open that nut up, right? You might crack open a chestnut if you want to get to the kernel on the interior, on the inside. So, if you crack something, you break or cause to break something without a complete separation of the parts, right? So, you've smacked it. Actually, you could separate it, I reckon. You could cause something to be cracked. If, like, I punch the concrete ground and I'm a superhero, I'm Superman, the ground might slightly crack, although it might crack quite a lot if you're Superman. But if you crack open a nut, it's that, I guess, you cause there to be a crack and it just completely opens up, right? Maybe it just cracks a little bit, but you could also completely crack it open. So, if someone is a hard nut to crack, a difficult nut to open, a hard nut to crack, what do you reckon it means? That guy's a hard nut to crack. It means that they are a person or potentially a thing that is difficult to deal with or difficult to understand or maybe even difficult to influence. They're a hard nut to crack. So, as usual, let's go through some different examples of how I would use this expression. And I've got three here. So, we'll cover someone who's difficult to deal with, someone who's difficult to understand, and someone who's difficult to influence, okay? So, here are my examples. All right, so example number one. Imagine that you are the coach of a kid's karate team or a kid's BJJ team, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and you're the sensei, right? The person in charge, you're the teacher. So, you're trying to get these kids to sort of open up, to join in, to take part in class, to come out of their shell, right? They're a little difficult, though. They're a little unruly at times where they might lash out and hurt other kids at training, right? Maybe there's this one kid who's really difficult and he's sometimes, you know, introverted, but then all of a sudden explodes and harms the other children, gets angry, whatever it is. And you're trying to sort of work out, how do I control this kid? How do I get this kid to you know, pull his head in? How do I get him to behave properly? And the parents come to class one day after class and they want to chat to you about how their kid's going. And you say, well, your kid's been acting up quite a bit. You know, they're not joining in like all the other kids and we're going to have to do something about it or he won't be able to keep learning here. He's a good kid. He's just a hard nut to crack, right? He's a difficult child. He's difficult. Yeah, you could say he's difficult to understand, to influence, but he's just in general a difficult kind of kid, right? He's a hard nut to crack. All right, let's talk about the dating game, right? When you're a single person in Australia, yeah, anywhere else in the world, it's probably a very similar sort of game. So, imagine you're single and you're trying to meet the right person, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Right, the one. So, you've met a few people at parties or whilst out on the town with your mates, and you've been trying to hook up some dates with these people, right? Trying to organize some dates by texting them or calling them, saying, you know, let's go out to this place, let's catch up here. One of them that you've actually really clicked with and are dying to keep seeing, you know, you've just gone out with, but you're sort of unsure if they're interested in you the same way that you're interested in them. So, when your mates ask you how the dating stuff's going, you know, how's all the dating scene going for you, you might say that you found someone great, but you're not sure where things stand with them. You know, you don't know where you stand in relation to where they are with regards to continuing to date or not. And you think that that person is difficult to understand. They're a hard nut to crack. So, you're still trying to work them out, right? You're still trying to think, do they like me? Do they not like me? What do they want? What do they think I want? You know, it's still that early game of dating. So, you're trying to get inside their head and understand what they're thinking, but they are a hard nut to crack. All right, the last example here is about someone taking a bribe, right? Someone being influenced. So, imagine that you're one of those drug lords who existed in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia in the 2000s, right? Where they were selling a lot of things like cocaine and ecstasy. There was all this gang-related crime and it was at an all-time high, right? It was very prevalent. It was on the news. It was in newspapers. It was all over the place whilst it was happening. People were being shot. People were being killed. People were being, you know, all sorts of crime was happening. So, imagine you're one of these drug lords. You're one of the guys in charge of a group of people selling these drugs and you want to expand your business and keep making more and more money by selling more and more drugs. But in order to do so, you need some dirty cops, right? Some corrupt policemen who are going to be on your side because you, you know, you get your cronies to pay them. And if any of your cronies, your sort of the people that work under you that do your sort of dirty work get caught, they get let off so that your business thrives, right? So you need these cops to look the other way, to ignore any of the dodgy business that you're involved in and let your guys go. So you find some cops you'd love to bribe. You'd love to offer them money to look the other way. But initially, they're very difficult for you to turn, right? For you to convince to come onto your side and accept this money. They don't want to be dirty cops. They consider themselves clean cops, but you sort of lean on them. You put a bit of pressure on. And although initially they were a hard nut to crack, you end up cracking them. I probably don't really say that, but you end up convincing them one way or another, maybe with force, to come to your side, right? To come to the dark side. So, there you go, guys. That is the expression, a hard nut to crack. If you are a hard nut to crack, generally, you're a person. Maybe it could be a thing as well, but generally, a person that is difficult to deal with, difficult to understand, and or difficult to influence, right? To get to do what you want them to do. So, let's have a listen to the clips again at the start of this episode that I played for you and see if you can now understand how this expression was being used, okay?
So, the real question, I think, coming out of all this is, will the investment of more funds into more services be enough to really help offenders kick their drug habits and get back to living better lives? And I think that's a big question mark hanging over all of this. One would like to think that yes, you know, more funding, more treatment certainly is going to make a difference. But addiction, drug addiction, is a really, really hard nut to crack. And that's one thing I've learned in doing this work.
And we kept reaching out to Blizzard so that we could create a relationship to get people unbanned. Now, game companies that have really big followings create spheres around them between the fan and leadership because fans can be creepy. This is a real hard nut to crack, even for us.
Is there something wrong with the scientific approach that we have not seen a new wave of vaccines emerge to
right.
counteract the more prevalent diseases that is the ultimate preventative step forward?
What a very interesting question. And I'd be hesitant to say it's the scientific approach that's the problem. There's a lot of brilliant minds working on these problems, and were already working on these problems 10 years ago. And it's frustrating that they haven't had breakthroughs. I think it's a hard nut to crack.
All right, good work. Now it's time to go through a little listen and repeat exercise. So this is where you can go away, you know, stay away from other people, find somewhere quiet, sit down, listen with your headphones in, without your headphones, however you like to do it. But shadow what I'm going to say, okay? Listen and repeat after me. So let's go. A hard. A hard nut. A hard nut to. A hard nut to crack. 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 I'm a hard nut to crack. You're a hard nut to crack. He's a hard nut to crack. She's a hard nut to crack. We're a hard nut to crack. They're a hard nut to crack. It's a hard nut to crack. Good job, guys. Now, obviously, if you are interested in working on your Australian pronunciation, I highly recommend getting the Australian pronunciation course, which you can get at aussieenglish.com.au/APC. This is an awesome course where you will have access to tutorial videos and exercise videos for all of the vowels in Australian English, all of the consonants in Australian English. You'll learn how to use the International Phonetic Alphabet. Those are those weird letters that you see next to words in the dictionary so you can understand the sounds. And then after you complete that and you work on the sounds you find difficult, you get access to 25 advanced lessons for things like the Australian R, the syllabic N and L in Australian English, the T flap, all of that sort of stuff. So, I highly recommend that you go and check that out if working on your Australian pronunciation is one of your goals. Now, let's break down a little bit about what was going on inside that expression, right? Inside some of those phrases pronunciation-wise. One of the things you'll notice at first is that I said a hard. So, as soon as the word a or even an is in a phrase, we often reduce that and just use the schwa sound in the place of a or an. So, instead of saying a hard nut to crack, when we use connected speech, when we speak quickly, native speakers and advanced speakers of English alike will reduce those sort of unimportant words like a and to and give them a schwa sound in place of the vowel sound. So, you'll hear a hard nut to crack. A hard nut to crack, right? The a and the to have become, or the vowels in those words have become schwa sounds. The other thing I wanted to point out here is that the t at the end of nut and the T at the start of the word to join together and you just hear one T. This happens a lot in English. Anytime you have one consonant sound at the end of a word and the same consonant at the start of the next word, these will fuse together to just be a single sound for that consonant. Sometimes they're lengthened, but sometimes they're just the single sound, like in this case. It's a hard nut to crack. Hard nut to crack. There's just one T sound. So, moving on, let's keep going. Aussie English fact, and then we'll finish up. So, today I wanted to talk about the history of the macadamia. So, the macadamia nut is a native Australian nut that has been a delicacy for Australia's many, many different groups of Indigenous people for thousands of years. It's native to the eastern slopes of Australia's Great Dividing Range near Brisbane. And remember, the Great Dividing Range is that huge mountain chain, well, huge, long mountain chain that goes from all the way down in Victoria in the southeast, all the way up to around Townsville and Cairns in far north Queensland. So, the Indigenous people here near Brisbane would congregate there to collect macadamia, or what they called kindle, anytime they were available. So, obviously, anytime the trees were fruiting, when the nuts were being produced, the local Indigenous people would all congregate. They would all come to that area and feast on macadamia nuts. They'd be traded between tribes and even used as special ceremonial gifts at intertribal corroborees. And remember, a corroboree is an Indigenous word for a large gathering, right? It's effectively a meeting with different tribes or different groups of people who've all come together. They've come to a corroboree. It's a big celebration. Once collected, the Aborigines or Indigenous people would remove the husk and crack the shells open with the use of a stone that had special indentations for the job, right? So, the husk of the nut would be the outside. They would crack that open using a rock, and an indentation is kind of like a little notch, a little dent, a little mark inside of something, right? In this case, the rock obviously had certain marks, certain pieces removed so that they could smash these nuts open. To avoid crushing the inner kernel of the nut, the technique involved using a flat indented stone, putting this over the top of a nut and striking it with a larger rock in order to deliver an even force to open it. Obviously, without just obliterating the entire nut and turning it into dust. It wasn't until 70 years after Europeans first arrived that in the 1850s in Australia, the European botanists Walter Hill and Ferdinand von Mueller found the trees growing in the rainforests in Queensland. It would take another 30 years for the nut to become a feasible commercial crop, as the trees required unique grafting techniques and the tough-to-crack nuts needed a new form of mechanical processing. So there you go, guys. There is a little bit about Australian history and culture, about the macadamia nut. If you haven't tried this nut, I thoroughly recommend that you get your hands on one of these nuts, go to a local supermarket and buy some. They are expensive, but they're worth it. And then wrap your laughing gear around them, right? Put it in your mouth, your laughing gear. Chew on them and let me know what you think, because I am a huge fan, a massive fan of macadamia nuts. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I am Pete. This is Aussie English. And don't forget, if you want access to the transcripts, the videos, all the other downloads for these episodes, go and check out the premium podcast or academy memberships at aussieenglish.com.au. See you later.